How are ya? I'm back! Listen, kids, we're going to talk about all the new dreamers arriving into the good old U.S. of A. Today, right now, as I speak, they're coming, and we're letting them in because everybody's a dreamer now, aren't we? Oh, that's what our government says. They're all dreamers, and they don't even need to have proof of the dream. Don't you love it? Oh! Only in America. I am telling you, only in America does this kind of stuff go on. I'll be back in three, so change that dial. Are you reeling in the gears?
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
So how are ya? Who missed me? I want to know. I'm going to be taking a head count, and there will be a test at the end of the show today. So anyway, I did have some good hosts filling in for me, giving you their unsolicited opinion, which I am indeed a fan of free speech, though there are many amongst us who walk amongst us who do not believe in free speech, and we know who they are because they are the ones who claim any objection to some of their policies or their ideologies automatically makes you a racist, hater, bigot, anti-Semite, homophobe, or a xenophobe. And I don't think I left anything out, but I am sure they'll be adding to the mix very soon because that's how they do things. That's their MO. That's how they operate. So now listen, I got a little information I want to give you before we move on here, and then I've got this great clip lined up I'm going to tell you about before I have the board out play it. Now, my show, starting today, is only going to be an hour. I've decided just to do an hour a day as opposed to two, because I got a lot of things I got to be doing that I should be doing that I haven't been doing. But I do love to procrastinate, which is much of the reason why a lot of the things that I haven't been doing that I should have been doing haven't been done, because I like to procrastinate, but it's not getting me anywhere. You know what I mean, Vern? So, based upon that fact of life, and we do like the facts of life sometimes, so not all the time. Sometimes the delusion is a wonderful thing. You got to do what you got to do. You know what I mean? So, based upon that fact of life, I'm only going to be doing an hour a day, henceforth, for the time being, until I win the lottery. Then I could just talk nonstop 24/7. However, I don't buy lottery tickets, and I know in New York you got to be in it to win it. That's what they say. That's what they used to say. And I'm not in it to win it, so I guess that means reality is going to be setting in sooner than later. What a great disappointment. Now, listen. I want to tell you why I played that clip, the cue music that we played, or the music, rather, that we played at the beginning. Dreamer, Super Tramps, Dreamer. Because all of the dreamers out there, a.k.a. illegal aliens, those people who don't follow the rule of law in this nation, which has, of course, helped to make it so great, because we did have a rule of law that at one point in time was followed, but is no longer being followed, because if we followed the rule of law, we'd have locked up all these treasonous traitors, of which there are many, a long time ago. But we no longer follow the rule of law. And so that now applies as well and has for a very long time. But even more so to the illegal aliens crossing the border, because now they're all just dreamers. And if they're here for the dream, they don't even have to show proof of it. They don't have to prove any of the criteria that they've decided recently. Oh, like, you know, if you've got a high school diploma, you're a dreamer. You want a better life, you're a dreamer. So anyway, so Senator Jeff Sessions had a little press conference last week to talk about some of the things going on now with all of them dreamers out there just coming for that dream. Ooh, baby, can't you see it now? So anyway, he had a little press conference with some of the Border Patrol agents who are down on our borders trying to enforce our laws, but they don't want our laws enforced because out of chaos comes their plan, right? Out of chaos comes order. Order out of chaos. So let's create as much chaos as we possibly can so then we can implement our grand plan, our grand scheme. Order out of chaos. So now, this is Jeff Sessions. He's with a couple Border Patrol agents, and they're talking about some of the latest things for the Dreamers. So, Board Op, please play this clip. It's just a couple minutes long. I think we got time. Yes, we do. Play the clip, please.
We're here to share with the American people the firsthand accounts of those who know this administration's true record on immigration and border security. With us, we have Chris Crane. Chris is the president of the National Immigration and Customs Enforcement Council, which is the union that represents approximately 7,200 ICE officers and employees. Chris has been an ICE officer for 9 years. Also with us is George McKibben. George, here. The third is president of the National Border Patrol Council, which represents 17,000 Border Patrol agents and support staff. George has been with the Border Patrol for over 25 years. Thank you both for your service to your country.
It's impossible to understand the full scope of the administration's changes, but what we are seeing so far concerns us greatly. As one example, prosecutorial discretion for Dreamers is solely based on the individual's claims. Our orders are, if an alien says they went to high school, then let them go. If they say they have a GED, then let them go. Officers have been told that there is no burden for the alien to prove anything. Even with the greatly relaxed new policies, the alien is not even required to prove that they meet any of the new criteria. At this point, we don't understand why DHS even has criteria at all, as there is no requirement or burden to prove anything on the part of the alien. We believe that significant numbers of people who are not dreamers are taking advantage of this practice to avoid arrest. As another example, the incident in El Paso that we released publicly last week, ICE managers were provided the following details. One, an alien was arrested by local police and placed in jail on two charges. Charge one, assault with bodily injury to a family member, and charge two, interfering with that person's attempts to call for emergency assistance. When ICE later arrested the individual for immigration violations, he attempted to escape, another criminal offense. One agent was injured during the incident, claiming the injuries were intentionally inflicted by the escapee, another criminal offense, of course, assault of a federal agent. So in this case, we have four possible criminal charges, two involving violence, one injured family member, and one injured officer. Without any questioning, without any investigation, the alien was released as a dreamer. No criminal charges, no immigration charges, no nothing. He's a dreamer. Release him. Incidents like this happening around the nation lead us to believe that the new policies will be ineffective in terms of providing for public safety.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano has traveled around the country stating that the border is more secure than it has ever been. We do not believe that to be the case. She conveniently forgot to ask the men and women who are on the front line if indeed that were true, but rather she relied on the information and statistics provided to her by those in positions who have an interest in having them reflect whatever position the administration wants it to reflect. in this case, a safe and secure border. When you surround yourself with people who always say yes, you will get the answer you are seeking.
Yep. I believe that's the end of the clip. So kids, how do you like them apples, huh? Don't you love it? I like to be in America. Everything free in America. Oh, I'm telling you just can't make this crap up, can ya? Did you ever think you'd live long enough to see this dog and pony show take place? Did ya? All of you who, how about all of you who served in our armed forces and have gone all around the world and been harmed, shot at, you name it. How many died? How about all these people who are down on the border? What'd they say? There's 17,000 Border Patrol agents and their support staff. Hey, why bother to do anything? I think they just ought to pack a bag lunch and get a little, I don't know. Get a little umbrella, sit out there in the shade, you know, and let them go by. Why bother, right? Because we're all dreamers now, aren't we? We're just all dreamers now, I'm telling you. Only in America, truly. But then again, see, this is part of the agenda. Because the agenda is to create the problem, and they are creating it. And then we will react, and then they'll swoop in with their solution. We're all dreamers now. Yep. How do you like that? Of course, there's a lot of people who talk about the actual numbers of illegal aliens here, and it's a low-balled number, I can tell you that much. Having followed what's been going on with illegal immigration in this nation for several years, I can tell you they've been saying the 12 million number for, I guess about 10 years now that I've been paying attention, that I've noticed the obvious change, that I've noticed something ain't right with this picture. Yep, 12 million. Well, I got news for you. It's a lot more than 12 million. All you got to do is, look at the hospitals that have gone belly up because they have had to provide services unreimbursed to millions of people who are not supposed to be here because they did not follow the law. We were supposed to be a nation of laws. Of course, we're not anymore because we're all dreamers now. Kind of reminds me of that, was it Time Magazine or Newsweek? One of those crapola magazines that had on the cover, I think not shortly after Obama was elected, we're all socialists now. See, this Jeff Sessions, he's a Republican, he's a politician, but at least he talks about the issue, and he's trying to blame it on Obama. Listen, they've all had their hand, and it makes no difference. Bush, Clinton, Reagan, all of them, they're all complicit in the treason against the American people. All of them worked hand in hand to take this nation down. I'll be back in 3 minutes.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Are you really?
So anyway, so let me give you the call-in number. If you would like to comment on all the dreamers, you're more than welcome to do so. Listen, here is the call-in number to use. Let's see, I've almost forgotten it, but then I did learn it really very well anyway. I hadn't committed it to memory before I took last month off to, this month actually, today's what, the 30th, before I took it off to do things. I had lots of things to do. 877-488-5350. Now listen, before I forget to, I want you to get Officer Jack McClam's book, Operation Vampire Killer. If you don't have the internet, and I know some people don't, they're listening through satellites and all that kind of good stuff, 208-935-7852 is the number. Call them up. Carol will answer the phone and she'll hook you up. 208-935-7852, because I got news for you, kiddies. They're not enforcing the laws, and they are going to create as much chaos as they possibly can. So now, one of the keys to being able to strategically fight back is to get information out to the people who need it. Well, we all need information, but especially our military and our law enforcement officers. They're in key critical roles. You know what I mean, Vern? Because they are the ones that have the guns to point at you and me. So, they need information. It exists. It's in Officer Jack McClam's book, Operation Vampire Killer 2012. You can go right to my website. I got a link up there with all their information and that stuff right on the main page. You can't miss it. And here's the number, 208-935-7852. If you just want to call them up and get some of those books, one, get 1,000. I don't care what you do, but do something. That's all I'm saying. You got to do something. I really don't have all the answers. Although at times in my life I have thought that I had, but then there were people out there who'd tell me, no, you're wrong, you don't have all the answers. So anyway, occasionally though, I have deluded myself into thinking that I did, although it was a short-lived delusion, believe me. Anyway, get involved. Do something. Don't just sit on your duff, because it ain't working. Can you see the results of that? We are where we are today because we've all been fat and happy sitting on our duffs. And enough of that. I say enough. I'm giving the word. The word is enough of that. Let's get rolling here. Let's do something. Don't roll over. Don't let these people take you down. It just is not going to work. I'm telling you, it ain't going to work. You're not going to be happy as a slave. I can't think of too many slaves who ever said, gee, hey, this is fun. Put chains on me. Chain me to the ground. I was talking to a friend of mine the other night. She said, I'm telling you, she said, they'd have to chain me to the ground. And I got a kick out of it. It really was funny. I can't remember what we were discussing specifically. It's irrelevant, but it was funny. So listen, you don't want to be chained to the ground, do you? I don't think so. I sure as hell know I don't want to be. So now, there's something else I want to mention to you today, too. I was flipping the stations this morning, and I can't handle, I'm telling you, I think I would rather watch a cartoon than listen to these fools on TV just hustle you, blab on with their nonsense. Anyway, I was flipping the station, saw Fox, and they had this Caroline Heldman. My mother actually wanted to name me Caroline. That's why I probably remember this lady's name. I've seen her several times. She's a Marxist professor at Occidental University. She's one of these bra-burning types. Anyway, she was talking about how, and the reason I took note of it, she was talking about how, like, having children, being a mother is, you know, not much better than just mopping floors, actually. She was referencing, someone else had said that. She was repeating what somebody else said, but she kind of was in agreement with it. Because, of course, the goal is they don't want you to procreate. And she says, well, women just aren't there for procreation. Well, I just am curious about that. You know, when I hear a lot of these bra-burning types talk about how, oh, well, the woman is just kept down. We're just, oh, there is a boot on our necks. And I think to myself, well, gee, honey, I wonder how much money you're taking down. And if your mommy thought the same way you did, you wouldn't be here to tell us all how much motherhood sucks. Now, would you, darling? No, I guess she wouldn't, would she? No, I guess she wouldn't. I wonder if that fact, if that little fact of life ever crossed this professor's mind. Do you think it ever did, huh? Do you think it ever did? No, because they're pushing the agenda. Of course, I know, because you know I like to talk about UN Agenda 21, this massive plan they're implementing throughout the world. They want to get rid of 85% of us. So professors like this bimbo who talk about how, gee, motherhood is not much better than just mopping the floor. And she also says that some economist, Arthur Brooks, says that children who have, or people who have children are 7% less likely to be happy. Do you think they got those people to answer those questions on like a bad child day? You know what I mean. When your kid is just being a kid, you know, maybe when they're in the terrible twos. What do you think? Now, I don't have any children. I've been around them. Obviously, it's pretty hard to not be around children in life. Do you think maybe they asked those participants in this survey, they claim this research they did, on a day when their kid was acting out? I'm telling you. Anyway, we're going to break. I'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't change that dial if you know what's good for you. That's all I'm saying.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1 month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodman. You are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. Listen, my website is still the same three words it was a month ago. Last time I was on here, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, I've got a lot of good information up there. And talking about Marxists, this Carolyn Heldman professor from Occidental University, who's probably highly overpaid, I can guarantee that they all are, because higher education's a big con too. But anyway, don't let the cat out of the bag. We don't want to tell anybody. We're just doing indoctrination in our so-called institutions of higher learning. But I have a very interesting documentary up on my website under the tab right on the main page entitled Must Watch. And it's an expose on cultural Marxists and kind of how they got here and how they're working so feverishly, at a feverish pace, to help to take down America by doing the long march through all our institutions, and with the help of professors like this one, they are helping to dismantle, and they have almost successfully really dismantled the family unit in this nation, haven't they? I mean, after all, 73% of the children are born in the black community are born out of wedlock, no mommy and daddy around, or a mommy, no daddy. Yep. Born to single women, which is a great indicator of how impoverished you will be throughout the course of your lifetime. Poverty, single mothers and poverty kind of go hand in hand the majority of the time. What they have made and are continuing to make a long march through our institutions with people like Carolyn Heldman, who make these comments and agree with comments, whether they originated with her or not. They make these comments about motherhood and mopping floors and, let's burn the bra. Hey, there you go. We have come a long way, baby, haven't we? Oh, I'm telling you. Anyway, let's go to George in Texas. Hello, George. How are you, kid?
I can tell you one thing. I am just fed up with these Marxists trying to play freedom fighter. I noticed the UN gun ban treaty, fell apart. But one of the groups that was behind it was Amnesty International, that claimed to be for human rights. And I just kindly sent the founder, the head, an email saying there wouldn't be any human rights violations if the law-abiding civilian population was allowed to be armed.
Hello.
Yeah.
I agree. Novel thought, huh, George? Yeah, right. Novel thought.
Yeah, I'm starting to see through this, and like for Chick-fil-A, you know, hearing them getting bashed in the media and all that stuff.
I'm gonna go buy.
You know, they have a right to believe what they want to believe. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what freedom is all about. We don't have to disagree. We can, or agree rather, we can disagree. It's okay. I'm entitled to have my ideas, as you are as well. But don't tell me I can't have my ideas by claiming the racist, hater, anti-Semite, xenophobe, homophobe, bigot card. Screw those cards.
You know, these people, they always say, I want the government out of my bedroom. I tell the homosexual population, I said, get your sex life out of the public square. You know, I don't need to be there.
Well, I agree. I would agree with you. I personally don't care what two consenting adults do, what behind closed doors, do whatever you want to do. It's none of my business. I don't care what you do. I don't need to approve of it. I don't need to do anything. Do whatever you want to do, but you don't have to tell me what you're doing.
Yeah, just based on what they do in the bedroom shouldn't be a civil right. And you know, the thing is, I'm glad this UN gun ban, fell apart because how the people, because they're saying, oh, they couldn't come to an agreement. I really think how the people responded, how gun sales went up, was the kind of response they were looking for. You know.
Well, you know, honestly, George, tomorrow I have Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America scheduled to be on my show. And I'm going to discuss that with him. And I also wanted to mention Scalia. I saw Scalia on the news this morning. And he made a comment about that you had the right to keep and bear arms. Now, his definition of bare arms was what you could physically hold in your arm, and he used the example of a cannon. Well, you wouldn't be able to hold a cannon in your arms, so obviously you wouldn't have the right to bear a cannon because you wouldn't have the ability to hold it in your arms, which is, of course, see, they're going to, just because this treaty fell apart, don't believe anything, because the goal, look at, they killed off, 170 million people in the last century, and the key to that was disarming the populace. So by hook or crook, George, these people are going to come for your guns one way or another, whether or not they manipulate the definition of words, which they're great at doing. They are great wordsmiths. They are coming for them. And treaties, listen, if they are not in pursuance thereof of the U.S. Constitution, they are null and void. The Founding Fathers would never have said that a treaty would usurp the Constitution. It's just illogical. So people who think that these treaties take precedence over the Constitution are misinformed, George, because they do not. Our Founding Fathers would never set us up to international globalist rule.
That's true. And you know, the thing is, I've been looking in the Federalist Papers, and you know, the thing is about these U.S. senators, these state legislatures better get a grip on it. I don't care who brings home the bacon to the states. I mean, if they're going to infringe on the state government's rights, I've been looking into state laws. Those state legislatures still have the power to fire U.S. senators, to bring them back to the state and, you know, and ask them, why did you vote on this? Why did you vote on that? And, you know, if they act not conducting themselves honorably, the state legislature has the opportunity and fire them and call for a writ of election or call the governor to appoint somebody. I mean, personally, if I was the head of the legislature, I'd be bringing back John McCain and having his head checked, because that guy ain't fit to be a dog catcher.
Well, you know what?
U.S. senator.
Well, on that note, George, I'm going to cut you loose because I've got some other callers I want to grab. Since I'm only doing an hour, we don't have a lot of time to chat. So anyway, thanks for calling, George. I appreciate it. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm all right, Maggie.
Good.
You know, I was hoping in those weeks you were gone that you might somehow be reworking your bumper music. I love Dan and Raylan in the years, but it gets a little old.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take that under advisement, Dan.
Okay, just a little comment there. Anyway, what I wanted to tell you, regarding Agenda 21 and the university brainwashing. On July 4th, I was spending the day with a young man who just graduated from a Tier 1 major university in Texas this past May. And we were having a discussion about issues, and I asked him what, if anything, he knew about Agenda 21 and what they were teaching in the college about it. Figuring political science degree, he ought to know something about it. And he was clueless. He'd never heard of it. He said, "What's Agenda? What is Agenda 21? And I said, "You just got a bachelor's degree in political science, and you don't have a clue what Agenda 21 is." Nope. Well, there you have it, Maggie.
Well, I know that, but they also call it many other names: comprehensive planning, local Agenda 21, visioning, sustainable development. So there's a lot of different words that they use that are describing Agenda 21, but they don't rarely ever come out and say that it is an agenda that is being implemented locally, but it is a globalist agenda, global agenda being implemented all over the world on a local level. So, right. No, they hide in plain sight. It's a deliberate thing. I mean, they can't come right out. People might get upset.
All right. Well, I just thought that very interesting.
Well, I'm not surprised at all.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Dan. Let's go to Dean in San Francisco. Hello, Dean.
Hello, Maggie. Just I'm so happy to hear you back. And too bad.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Too bad it's paring down to an hour. I'm bummed out that way. But just wanted to say that I did talk to a commander of the Sheriff's Department in Central California this last weekend and was able to share your book, share Officer McLam's book.
Oh, good.
He kind of agreed with me a lot of the points that I was making about, you know, where our liberty's going in this country and the corruption that's rampant. And he was really interested in getting the book and reading it, so hopefully I'll talk to him again. And I just wanted to say that I was at the State Fair this weekend, too, California State Fair, for the first time ever. I'm 53, pretty close in age to you, but first time ever I've been to a state fair. Now I can see why my parents never took me. Anyway, I was very impressed by the Dreamers there. You know, I felt like a minority in my state. You know, I live in an area that's new here in California, that's newly developed, and I'm the only white guy in the whole block. You know, Indians and Asians, and I'm the only white person. But you know, they're all great people. It's not like I'm xenophobe.
You mean you're not a racist, hater, bigot, xenophobe, anti-Semite, or homophobe, Dean?
No, I cut their laws.
Oh, well, somebody would say you were, because you even took note of the differences amongst the people in your community. They'd say just noting that makes you a racist, hater, anti-Semite, homophobe, bigot, and xenophobe, you know. Not allowed to notice those things.
That's the way they don't notice me, by looking to the ground. So I guess I just got to look to the ground and not notice them when they walk by on our walks also. I see.
Maybe.
It's amazing. I mean, I just commented to my wife last night on our walk. I said, you know, it's just amazing how you can walk around and you just get nothing but just blank stares, people that look at the ground, people that glance out of the corner of their eyes at you, never say hi. And I'm like, wow, this is just so weird for me. Growing up around here, it was so, you know, homogenous. And now it just seems, you know, and I'm talking homogeneity in the way of every race, creed, color. But everybody said hi to you. Everybody baked the cake for you when you moved into neighborhoods or whatever. Now it's like, wow, you feel like you're a spy.
Well, you know, yeah, that's a rather interesting analogy. You know, the thing, Dean, with the cultural Marxists and how they've made this long march through our institutions and the institutions of family, which created the communities that one resided in, and you had that everybody knew everybody on the street. When I was growing up, I knew everybody on the street. They all knew the kids. The kids knew them. The parents, for the most part, were you know, a mother and father married in a household. You had a different community than you do today. But it is a divide and conquer strategy that's being implemented here, Dean, and that's why we see what we see in this nation. Nothing, who was it said, FDR, if something happens, we can guarantee it was planned to happen that way, and it's very true, Dean. Nothing is happening randomly. These aren't just stars in the sky somewhere. It is planned deliberately. They are methodical in their implementation of this agenda, which is for a one world order, a new world order, total control of all humanity under the boot of a handful of people.
Yeah, not a bootlicker here, though.
Yeah, well, I've never been a good one myself. It's never been my strong suit. I've never been too good at just going along to get along, Dean. Doesn't work too well for me.
Maggie, you don't take that crap. I just love that word that you use. Nobody uses that word anymore. It's okay to use the word crap. It's crap. If it's crap, it's crap. There's
yes, so it is indeed.
There's so much crap out there to put up with.
You know, people are afraid to speak out because they're called all these names, which of course are just tactics used. It is a weapon in their arsenal of weapons to use against people who speak out against anything. It doesn't matter what it is. If you don't like President Barack Obama, well, you must be a racist. You can't dislike him because of his policies. You can't dislike him because he's a communist. You must dislike him because of the color of his skin. I mean, it's absolutely nonsense, but most people are frightened. They can't handle the fact that these people use these weapons, these labels against them, so they won't say anything. And that's the problem. Because people don't say anything, we are where we are today. We've allowed this to go on, and I'm telling you, it's like a minute to midnight, and that carriage is going to be turning back into the pumpkin real soon.
I'm with you. I think shallow people have shallow thoughts. You know, if you have deep thoughts, then you're talking with me. If you have shallow thoughts, I'm probably talking to you for a few seconds, and then see ya. And if you have no thoughts at all, I can tell right away that I'm not talking to you.
So are you involved? You're out in San Francisco. You know, there's some people out there, some activists, Heather Goss and some others out there who are trying to fight against you on Agenda 21, if you look Heather Goss, G-A-S-S, her name up on my website, I can't think of the name of the group that she's one of the leaders of, but I don't know where you are. I know that's a big area and millions of people there, but perhaps if you want to get involved with them, they're fighting you on Agenda 21 out there, Dean.
I'm on Rosa Corey's side.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, and my great-great-grandfather came out in 1847, you know, and my family's been here ever since, related to Robert Frost. And, you know, I think, you know, like, I care, like, most Californians used to care up until we got balkanized here, you know, and it's just factionalized everything. It used to be that state, city governments were pretty much aligned when I was growing up. Everything, you know, I'm as old as you are, so 60s were great here, but it's, you could see the change. Everybody took their eye off the ball here in the 70s and, you know, with all the cultural Marxism that existed, and like you were mentioning, the people like Goss and all the crazy Bill Dorans of this area, or Bernadette Dorans of this area, Bill Ayers of this area, the Berkeleys. And my parents went to Berkeley. My grandparents went to Berkeley. My brother went to Berkeley. But it's changed. And it was a great place at one time.
Well, I'm sure that a lot of our so-called institutions of higher learning had many good qualities at one time. Unfortunately, I don't think that that's the case today. It's evident it's not the case today.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Yeah. Carnegie Foundation.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Dean. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Maggie.
You're welcome. Thanks. You're welcome. Hey, listen, everybody, my website is three words, The Unsolicited Opinion, theunsolicitedopinion.com, because I like to give my unsolicited opinion. So, anyway, I don't know what to tell you. You just got to do something. I don't have any answers. I really don't. I have suggestions. I don't know if they're the answer, but they are suggestions, and it would behoove you to do something. I don't know. Don't go gently into that good night, I'm telling you. Was it the rage at the dying of the light? Listen, we're going to hit a break. and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you completely fed up of being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are: incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
But it's Maggie Robbins. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And just a reminder for those of you who just tuned in, I have decided I'm only going to be doing an hour a day starting today. So for those of you who just tuned in, you're too late because I'll be going off the air in a couple of minutes. And then another show will be following mine. Listen, I had mentioned, somebody brought up this UN gun treaty that they're going for, and I was mentioning, and I'm going to get into it more tomorrow because Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America will be joining me tomorrow, that one of the Supreme Court Justices, Scalia, had commented today, I heard this on Fox News, him commenting about the definition of bear, the right to keep and bear arms, and that that meant that, well, you couldn't have a cannon because you couldn't hold it in your arms. Well, that's not really an accurate description of the definition of what bearing something actually means. But we're going to get in. I want to get into that more tomorrow because it's very critical. See, words are key, and so many things turn on how a word is defined. Just because they're not they are changing definitions. They are molding them to meet their agenda, and it is so clear. In fact, it's very unusual, really, to see a Supreme Court justice even go on the television to give their unsolicited opinion, if you will. But it is, there's nothing happens randomly. It really is. It really is true. And I know that's a thing that's so difficult for people to get that into their minds, because they can't imagine. It's very difficult to understand how someone would have such a sinister objective in mind, how people could be so sinister. And I always say, well, it's no different than trying to understand what makes a pedophile tick. I can't figure that out at all. For the life of me, I have no idea what's going on in their head. So I can't relate to that any more than I can relate to people who seek to dominate the entire globe. How sinister they are, and how they will do anything to make that happen. I can't understand that. I can't relate to that, because that's not how I think. I'm not looking for that. I just want to be left alone. I'm in the Mind Your Own Business Club. Mind your own business. You do what you want, I'll do what I want. Unfortunately, we're not dealing with people who mind their own business. We're dealing with people who want to enslave and control you. And one of the key ways they're going to make that happen is to take away your right, your God-given, unalienable right to defend yourself and protect yourself from them. It's as simple as that. It really is. It is as simple as that. I know it's frightening, but you got to think, throw in a positive thing or two today. Don't think of all the bad stuff. Sometimes it's good to think of some good things, too, whatever good things might be. Whatever your definition of a good thing is, baby. And on that note, we are going to Oz, because somewhere over the rainbow truly is a wonderful place to be. Hey, everybody. Chin up. I'll be back tomorrow. Take care.
Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto? There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.